This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 10th, 2005, Paul Anka, who lists his residences as both Beverly Hills and Ottawa, is named an officer of the Order of Canada by Governor General Adrienne Clarkson in a glittering ceremony in Ottawa. On this day in 2004, Ray Charles passes away at the age of 73. During his 45-year career, Ray appeared on the charts 77 times, with 33 of those songs making the top 40. He became the first artist to have an album on Billboard's Hot 200 for 6 decades in a row. On this day in 1992, the Combined Law Enforcement Association of Texas calls for a boycott of Warner Brothers Records and Time Warner Inc. for publishing the song Cop Killer by Ice-T's hardcore group Body Count. Among the lyrics that police object to are, I got my 12-gauge sawed off, I got my headlights turned off, I'm about to bust some shots off, I'm about to dust some cops off. A few weeks later, Ice-T, real name Tracy Lauren Moreau, decided to remove the song from the album, which was then reissued with Cop Killer Removed. On this day, 1991, James Brown and an all-star lineup perform at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles for a live pay-per-view audience. The concert, called James Brown Living in America, was his first public performance since his parole from the South Carolina prison system the previous February. He had served 2.5 years of 2 concurrent 6-year sentences for aggravated assault and other felonies. On this day in 1989, Bette Midler achieves her only U.S. number one record when Winds Beneath My Wings tops the Billboard chart. Although the song would only stay on top for a week, it would win Grammy Awards for Song of the Year and Record of the Year. And on this day, May 10th, 1958, an Army private would use his first furlough to record 3 songs, each of which would become top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Who is the Army private, and what songs did he record on this day that would become big hits? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, May 10th, 1958, an Army private would use his first furlough to record 3 songs. Each of which would become top 10 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Those hits are A Fool Such As I Got Stung, and A Big Hug of Love. Here's Private Elvis Presley.
Hey, baby, I ain't asking what you do. No, baby, I ain't asking what you do. Just a big hug of love.
John could bring a ever again.